The Macho Man Randy Savage is not happy. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. Outside interference here. Yeah. I'm living in a nightmare. But the cream will rise to the top. Oh, yeah. I am the cream. Yeah, let me say it, yeah. Let me say it out loud. The cream of the crop. I am the cream. I am the cream, yeah. The cream of the crop! I'm on my way. On balance, off balance, doesn't matter. Nobody does it better.
Ooh, hey, ooh.
Hello.
My boys, my boys, my boys, my boys.
Hey, my sweet boys.
Yes, my sweet boys. Hey, hello.
Oh, my sweet boys.
Oh, my sweet baby boys.
Got something in my pocket.
Got something in my front pocket for my boys.
Hey, my recording is working this week. How nice.
Are Ooh. You sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
I mean, you guys should still record just in case.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, because right now, by the way, my apartment, which I'm in, has no heat in it. So.
Oh, fantastic.
So.
It's not February or anything, so.
No, it's not supposed to be -5 on Saturday. It's
like, okay.
It's like 20 outside right now, so. No, there's some electrical issue, so. Fun times.
At least they sort of know what it is.
The sad thing is, like, my landlord came in yesterday afternoon and looked at it, and he said, oh, yeah, we fixed the heat in the fridge for you, and I came back today, and no, they didn't do either. Like, they're working on, like, half power or something.
That's absurd.
Yeah. Anyways. Brisket, you all set there?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good to go.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, oh. Did we want to talk next show at the end of this show?
Do we know next show, or is that what you're asking?
Yeah, we don't know. That was
we the... don't have one. That is the one that says movie game or video game because the Oscars.
Oh fuck. Yeah. Do we want to do Super Mario Brothers, the movie, or do we want to do?
I don't see why not.
Didn't we have Die Hard as a possibility?
No, we need that for Christmas.
That was a Christmas game, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need to keep that for a Christmas game because there's not many to pick from.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
We already did Home Alone, so we basically have Die Hard.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be fun and refreshing.
Yeah, I agree. Let's do it.
All right, so we're going to do the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I thought of was we could do Street Fighter the movie and Street Fighter the movie the video game.
Oh my. That does sound ridiculous.
But we could also just do that next year.
Oh right.
Yeah, that is true.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna need another Oscar game, of course.
I always feel strange thinking that far ahead.
One of them that we did at the tail end of the movie club was Double Dragon. That would have been a good one, too.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Street Fighter is tempting.
The only reason I am waffling on it is that it would be more of a time commitment because you'd have to watch Street Fighter and then also play that horrible video game.
Well, here's the thing. Do we want to do 3 Mario themed games in a row because we just did Kart.
We have
just did Kart. We have Wario Land. Do we want to do the Mario movie?
Good point.
Could we maybe switch it to Street Fighter? I'd be fine with that.
That's a good contribution.
I'm thinking. That's me, Mr. Finks.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Huel because we also after that we have The Simpsons is tentatively in, so it'd be yet another cartoony kind of game.
I was like, what does that have to do?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see it being Street Fighter the movie.
I did also, I think you guys probably got the invites.
Hey, hang on a second.
Oh, Mortal Kombat?
Oh, there's an idea. But No, this is a bad idea. But what about, you know, they made that Chun-Li movie with
Chun-Li.
That separate Chun-Li movie.
They made only a Chun-Li movie?
Yeah.
When?
Starring that girl from Smallville.
I did not know that.
I think it's called Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li.
Mm.
I knew it came out. I knew it existed.
I did not even know that far.
It is called Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li. 2009, starring Kristen Kruick.
2009. I had a roommate who was obsessed with her.
Ooh.
Because he watched Smallville.
I mean, she's easy on the eyes, isn't she?
Oh, yes. I don't disagree, but it was a little bit over the top on his end.
I don't know. I would skew a little bit more toward the original Street Fighter movie because it's...
No, save this one for next year. I said it was a bad idea. I'm just,
I would. I literally never heard of this.
Yeah.
Is we'll that Michael Clark
next
Duncan?
Next year's Oscar movie.
Well, the original Street Fighter is also the last role of Raul Julia.
Yeah. I know. It's fantastic.
Raul Julia.
Raul.
Yeah. What a flick for him to go out on.
Ooh, 3.7 out of 10. This is that's impressive.
Oh, it's have you seen it before, Huel?
I'm talking about Chun-Li.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Chris Klein, Michael Clark Duncan, and Moon Bloodgood. Who the fuck?
Oh, Moon Bloodgood.
Yeah, she's a smoking.
Should I know that person?
She's on Falling Skies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know what that is.
It's the Spielberg show about aliens on TNT. It was a summer show, light fare. Street Fighter in the movie is that only has a 3.8 on IMDb, and it is
0.1 better than Chun-Li.
Yeah,
it is.
But it does have Jean-Claude and Raul Julia.
And also, is this the one with Mrs. Sampras? No. Oh no,
that's Mortal Kombat.
Has Kylie Minogue?
Come on, Kylie Minogue's in it.
Yeah, Cammy.
We're watching this.
Jean-Claude.
Street F.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Street fucker.
I mean, the only thing we really know about Guile is he's an American soldier. And he's
all we know about him.
You mean Belgian?
From the video game. From the video game. All you know is he is a born and bred American soldier.
and he's played in this by fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme.
The most American of humans.
No, I feel like this will be good fodder for us. And there is,
I think so.
Holy shit! That this movie made $100 million. How the hell did that happen?
It was the '90s, man.
People knew video game movies were bad.
It's the Clinton administration. Anything goes.
Mm-hmm. There's also and
people were throwing around money left and right.
As far as the video game option, there is Street Fighter the movie, which came out for the arcade, the PlayStation, and the Saturn. So,
oh man, I love that concept.
You can it should be playable in MAME because it's old enough.
Oh, so you actually did want to go over the game too? The movie, the game?
I have a feeling you can play the game for about 5 minutes and you
Yeah, it's just a fighting game.
Yeah,
I feel like I could spend like 15 on it and get the gist of it.
The game is awesome. The game is also notoriously bad. Like, there's a...
I'm shocked.
That is not what I heard, man.
No,
I heard that it was actually a decent fighter. Compared to the movie, it is truer to the original Street Fighter.
Due to it being a game.
There's this long thread on the internet where one of the developers for the game talks about why it's such a pile. And I guess apparently Capcom was trying to do, like... a Mortal Kombat game, kind of like to do digitized characters.
Yeah, motion capture.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they weren't willing to go all in on it, so that's why it's kind of a bit of a garbled mess that they didn't have enough money to finish. And also there was stuff like they could only get Jean-Claude Van Damme for like 4 hours or something. Yeah. So
for motion capture?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and that they had to use like these weird stand-ins for a whole bunch of them, and yeah, so no, that should be a good show.
I like it.
All right, I will Street Fighter movie and movie the game. And the movie the game. All right.
Street Fighter, the movie, the game. Okay. So wait, would we... If we record it next week... Okay, yeah. I was thrown off by the timing of it. Okay.
And
we're good.
And what's the deal with you guys being in Austin, Texas?
I live here.
Yeah, Teep's always there.
When are you going there, Heel?
I'll be there the week of the 13th through 18th.
Of March?
Yes, it's March.
Oh, damn, that's the Batman.
Yeah, that's Batman Superman week.
What does that mean?
Batman Superman
the movie's coming out?
Yeah.
Well, could we record... What are we recording the week before? The Emo? Evo?
Yeah. Emo.
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 Emo game.
Evo. The emo game. The back second.
That's where you evolve your fish and paint his fingernails black, right?
Well, here's what we could do. We've got like a month. Mm-hmm. We could pre-record the Batman one like sometime between then.
Uh-huh.
And then do like another light one at some point later.
Yeah.
Because if we want to do the Batman or Superman one that week to release that week, then we could pre-record that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my note here is... It's the Batman v Superman movie, so we should do a Batman v Superman, which is Superman 64, and the all time classic Batman Forever, on Super Nintendo.
Okay,
because they're both bad.
Yeah, they're both bad, and
god awful.
Like we could do one at a time. Like,
well, I think it doesn't take long to play Superman 64 because it's like impossible to beat.
Yeah, you can't even beat the first stage.
The first level.
Yeah.
So
that's something we could cram in at at the end of if you want to split it off, like do like 15-30 minutes on Superman and then do 15-30 minutes on Batman, then splice those together for the show.
Just keep pounding them in there.
Pound it on in.
Pound it in.
since. We'll be pressing flesh. Since we'll be pressing flesh
pressing
pretty much
against
time.
One another.
Oh,
nice. Might as bumping. Well put a few minutes on the microphone.
Oh, we'll be
bumping bottoms.
Oh, jeez. Well,
yeah, I just don't want to commit to that being an entire episode because I don't know how the schedule's going to work.
Oh, yeah.
Like I don't want to have to rely on that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we could definitely do it.
Okay. Well, we're also a month away still, so we can we can evaluate as we get closer.
Yeah, I'm thinking we could do like the Superman Batman one like the last week of Feb.
Mhm.
Or that Feb into first week of March. And then just start playing the games now just so we can get a handle on both of them.
Yeah.
And then figure out somewhere between now and that second week of March, we record just some like 30-minute quick thing on something dumb. So we'd be doing two in a week, but it wouldn't necessarily be the week of the 8th.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm for it.
Okay.
And thankfully, looking at the weeks ahead, we don't have anything that's really taxing to play.
Okay.
So,
I haven't really looked. I didn't think we had much lined up.
Oh no, we have quite a few things lined up because I was
got Evo wrestling game, Maniac Mansion. That's the only one that might have any kind of.
Oh yeah, Mania. We could do a wrestling game for Mania.
Yeah, I put that in there.
Nice.
Well, there's also WWF WrestleFest was my suggestion because it's it turns 25 this year and it's actually a pretty good arcade game. It's an old school one. It's got half the wrestlers in it are now dead. Which is always a plus.
Well, that's actually a lot of the games. That is a lot of the games, unfortunately.
Yeah. Earthquake, the Ultimate.
Even the newer ones.
The Ultimate Warriors in it. Mr. Perfect. One of the Road Warriors. Oh, Jesus.
One of the Road Warriors.
Hulk Hogan is essentially dead.
Yeah,
he's dead. He's dead to us.
Big Boss.
As a race.
You know what? More than half of the cast of this character. Of this game is dead.
Was there 16 or 8?
I think there's. It's weird because there are tag teams in there. So.
Oh.
Where is it? Where is the list of characters? Oh, you son of a bitch. How is it not the first thing on this Wikipedia page? Ted DiBiase's alive. Okay. Hulk Hogan. Oh, Hulk Hogan's still alive. Ultimate Warrior dead. DiBiase alive. Big Boss Man dead. Jake the Snake somehow alive.
Yeah. Of all the people. Yeah.
Earthquake dead. Mr. Perfect dead. Sergeant Slaughter.
He's alive, yep.
Demolition Smash is alive. Demolition Crush is dead. And Hawk or Animal is dead. One of the two.
Okay. Can't... So we're five and six. Five alive, six dead, by my count.
Oh, yep. More than 50%.
There's 11? That's a weird number.
Well, it's because they have the two tag teams. Well, you can't play as the Legion of Doom. They're the boss characters. Which is weird because they were always faces in the WWE. But I digress.
Shouldn't the Big Boss Man be the boss? Hi-yo.
Yeah, or even Earthquake. Earthquake and the Million Dollar Man would make sense as the bosses.
Indeed they would. Oh yeah, we had World Class Track Meet.
Yeah, Samsons. I might end up changing.
Samsons.
Track Meet, we'll see.
Maniac Mansion.
No, Track Meet's light enough that I think we'd be able to shove something else in there.
You've both played Track Meet, right?
Yeah.
No. I know what it is, though.
Okay. Ugh. Well, you've played Duck Hunt, right?
Bristol? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It came with my Nintendo.
Your Nintendo?
Mm-hmm. That old Pretendo game.
Nintendo Pretendo.
Didn't come with a rifle. Oh, wait. It did kind of come with a rifle.
Yeah, it did. A pistol.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he must have bought it in Texas.
Long barrel.
All right. Anything else before we actually start this week's show?
Yeah, I should probably get it rolling on here. Yeah.
Let's get on rolling on here now.
Yeah.
Roll it on here.
You going to me first?
I don't know. No, I think it's Todd first.
Okay.
I do not have many notes for this game, so.
I didn't really either. But we'll see.
Okay. Well, this will be our show.
Yep. Going to me first. Okay.
This will be our short show.
That's fine.
We should never mind. We should have crammed a double record tonight. Because this is going to be a short show.
Well, it took me too long to finally pick this, so we couldn't really have crammed anything else.
We also say that every week, and then we talk for over.
Well, this will be an hour 20.
So we'll see.
Do we have emails?
I got one.
Pat it out?
Okay. I got an email.
All right, we're good then.
All right. All right, starting in 3, 2.
I'm sorry. I don't remember any of it.
You don't remember?
For you, the day Bison graced your village was the most important day of your life. But for me, it was Tuesday.
And then it's a Street Fighter.
I hope so.
That's next week. I hope I didn't just say all of that and it's not next week.
Yeah, yeah. That's what
it is, yeah.
Okay.
Now I actually need to acquire it. It's been decades since I've seen it.
Street Fighter the movie?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that hard.
It's piratable. Yeah. It's on Pirate Bay.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, everything's piratable.
Come on, man.
I wonder if it's on Netflix. I could actually watch it legally because I have Netflix.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's considered legal.
Can I stream it? How's that not legal using Netflix?
Yeah. Well, that's like saying if it's streaming on some illicit website, did I actually download it? You're downloading the movie over the stream.
Netflix isn't an illicit website.
No, I'm saying what if it were on an illicit website? Is that legal?
No.
He said, I wonder if it's on Netflix, I could watch it on there.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he said YouTube.
Is that legal?
I thought he said YouTube.
No, I said Netflix.
What ears are you using?
All right, what did Ken Nystrom say? Did you open that?
I'm doing it. I'm hitting enter.
Available now. It says subscription Netflix DVD. Does that mean
it's unavailable to stream?
Yeah, you got to get the DVD.
DVD.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I won't.
Leading an international army isn't easy, but Colonel William Guile is ready for a challenge.
You can rent it for $3 on iTunes.
That is $3.98 too much.
Oh, yes. $2.99.
If you like this movie, you might like The Matrix, Blade, Gymkata, Three Ninjas.
Gymkata.
High Kick Girl, which apparently is a movie.
Three Ninjas.
Universal Soldier. Man, why did the movie club ever end? All of these wonderful films we never even got to. Three Ninjas, High Kick Girl, Gymkata.
I feel like I killed it because I actually nominated the last movie we were going to do.
What was it?
It was going to be Better Off Dead.
Oh, yeah. I have it on my machine ready to watch.
Fantastic film.
Oh, before I forget, Brisket, how much money have we made from Amazon? Have we made any?
Oh, I tried that or what?
What's going on?
Anything?
I tried to log in today, and it said the report is unavailable. So let me try now.
Okay.
And remember, we even though people buy things, we don't get paid until like 3 months after that month. So we're just now going to be getting at the end of this month, we'll be getting the Christmas money.
Yeah, I bought a lot of stuff.
So well, I also realized I was like, huh, I wonder if anyone has actually bought anything after Christmas.
That is a good question.
Well, nobody has bought anything in the last 7 days.
Hmm.
The last 30 days, we have $3.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Are they all War Machine models? Because that's what I've been buying.
I did think we could actually use it on a Facebook post or something.
What, advertisement?
We have to pay for those?
Yeah, I think you do. Well, if you want to advertise it.
Oh, advertising through Facebook. Okay. Like using a Facebook post. I'm like, what?
Yeah. You have to pay per post now? What is this?
What the
hell? Are we in socialist Russia?
Well, you have to pay unless you shared that post by like April 15th, 2015. Because after that date, Facebook was going to start charging.
Oh, yeah. The Facebook Pro.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, so, I let it lapse and they automatically charged me. So.
Oh no! I shared, so I'm.
I've got a full year of Facebook Pro.
Oh, look at you!
It's coming up on the end, though.
You smart son of a bitch.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
All right. No, we can ponder what we want to do with all of that money. So, all right. Anything else, my sweet baby boys, before we log off for the night?
I don't think so.
Good.
All right.
We got a solid lineup coming up.
Yeah,
I've done a little booking.
This house is so full of people, it makes me sick. When I grow up and get married, I'm living alone. Did you hear me? I'm living alone! I'm living alone!
Oh, boys.
Oh, sweet boys.
Hello.
Hey there, sweet boys.
Who's ready for Kindergarten Cop 2?
Is that real? I actually didn't click on that.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Is it Arnold?
Starring Detective John Kimball?
Detective Dolph Lundgren.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Star of small screen commercials.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Boys have penis and girls have a vagina.
Genitals.
I do kind of like that. Yeah, Arnold or Dolph Lundgren would be fine.
Well, I don't know. I just don't think it's
as long as they
ever.
Make a direct sequel, it'd be okay. They
right,
should
not a
they
remake.
Shouldn't reboot it.
No,
it
no,
does
no, no.
It does not need a reboot.
It needs to come directly after John Kimball's exploits.
Yeah.
And followed up by Jim Bamble, yeah. Played by Dolph Lundgren.
I am Detective Jim Bamble.
Perfect.
I couldn't even. Who was the chick in that movie? Wasn't it someone?
I don't know. I think it was Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, really?
No. She was.
I know it wasn't. Jeez.
Who is the chick in Kindergarten Cop 2?
Please.
Penelope Ann Miller. Research.
Yeah. She's.
I've
heard.
I have no idea who that is.
She was in, let's see, Adventures in Babysitting. Yeah.
She is known for The Artist, Carlito's Way, and Kindergarten Cop.
Artist?
Yeah. She's in The Artist, apparently.
Mm-hmm. That memorable role.
Big Top Pee Wee.
Oh. The other Pee Wee movie.
Yeah.
Oh, what the? She was married to Will Arnett.
Huh.
She kind of looks like she could be like Amy Poehler's older sister.
She was probably dragging him down.
Clearly.
That's why Arrested Development got canceled.
No,
I think
he was
boning Poehler at that point.
Yeah. No, they were married. I get the feeling Will Arnett might be a huge pain in the ass to deal with. It's not just him acting. Married. Okay. Married 1994. Divorced 1995.
Oops.
Not a love for the ages. Oh, Brisket, are you recording?
Yes.
All right, because it looks like my thing isn't recording.
Why did it work last week?
I don't know. I've literally changed nothing.
You are the worst.
Come on, man. You're a professional broadcaster now.
You're fucking...
Clearly.
Let me start up mine, too, just in case. Yeah.
I mean, I'm no black tie, but...
Ugh. I'm raging in that thread. Horrendous.
You're just asking questions.
I'm stating my case about the quality of their recording.
Brisket, do you even know who Black Tie is? Do you?
Oh yeah.
DDFP.
I don't. You know, I'm not a religious listener, but I'm aware who Black Tie is. Yes.
Well, it's ever since they went to video, it got worse because they're using lab mics. It's like it's fucking. Yeah. The Adam Carolla podcast, circa 2009.
That's horrible.
Do they really get that much play on video? I feel like they can't.
It's just this. It's a thing that all dumb internet shows are doing now.
Yeah.
I think the advertisers pay more for video, I guess, because they can get their ads across visually, and maybe that works better, and it's harder to skip. I really don't know.
Yeah, true.
But it makes – I hate it.
I'm not sure. I may have said this in Slack, but I once had the idea of doing the DDP, which would be the the DDFP with the football parts cut out and just offer
to
download. But But it'd be a lot of work on my part.
It'd be a lot of work, and some podcasts would be like 8 minutes long.
Yeah. Oh, and some of them would be like even 0 minutes.
Wouldn't
long.
Even be able to. An idea that I've had, which I would never do, was to do running commentary during Film Vault podcasts.
Oh, was that?
Where I just call out dumb things that Brian says.
Yeah.
It would basically just be reactions to stupid shit that Brian does. It's just whatever I do in my car, I would end up recording.
I listen to that.
But no one would listen to it.
I listened to that for like 2 minutes once, and I was like, this is not for me.
Mm-hmm. I still listen every week.
Oh, I listen too. I like Andy. I like Beauty.
I like Anderson. I like him enough. It balances out Brian.
Yeah.
It's a tough life I lead.
How was the bar?
It's good. It was fun.
You sound pretty lucid. You don't sound deep into your cups.
Well. I keep a strict drug regimen to keep my mind limber.
Mm. Speaking of, I'm watching you ever seen Timeline wrestling shoots?
No.
Like it's like a wrestling shoot, but they go through like an entire year with someone. And
right, I might have heard of that.
Right now I'm watching 1999 ECW with Rob Van Dam.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Jean-Claude Van Damme's brother.
Exactly.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, and he's talking about how he was on the cover of High Times magazine and how pot helped him wrestle better.
I feel like that was his highlight. It wasn't winning the WWE championship. It was being on High Times magazine.
Pretty much. He was talking about his freelance work writing for Pot magazine. So I'm like, what the fuck?
It's a fucking mess.
Just talk more about wrestling.
Pretty much.
All right, well... Anything to bring up before we start here?
No.
Are we still haven't decided when we're doing the Batman Superman show? Are we doing it the same week as
We or are we not?
Have had recorded.
I don't know. I apparently, I'm sorry, I misunderstood what we were talking about last week about when you were leaving.
No, I mean, we figured out when I won't be able to do it, but
yeah.
Now we need to figure out when I could. So probably, because two of the weeks are pretty light. I think it was the track and field and something else. I forget.
Okay. Track and field, yeah. And I think the one right after that.
I thought after that was Evo.
Evo's locked in because Zach is on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can't really...
No, I don't mean move any of the ones we have already. I think we can do the Batman Superman show around one of the smaller games. Was my idea.
Like, you're saying when we record Batman Superman, also record World Class Track Meet.
Not the same day, just the same week.
Yes.
We can fit both games in, or both recordings in the same week.
Yes.
Yes. Hoo-ah!
You are correct, sir.
Someone falling down the stairs.
I think he's moving his...
drove his truck inside here.
Yep. Can't blame him.
Dada has a truck. Why not little Tadito? Let's see.
Close the door.
Well, let's see. Next week we had The Simpsons, which DJ said he'd be interested if it was a Thursday, which would be the 25th.
Okay. So we could do Batman and Superman before then, like that Tuesday or Wednesday. Because Simpsons is pretty light too. I mean, it's an arcade game and.
Yeah, but we also talked briefly about covering some of the other shitty Simpsons games, like for the NES.
Mm.
We could also.
It might be better than the week after.
Well, didn't you want to talk a little bit about Bart's Nightmare, or whatever it was that Genesis game?
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, but so that will do. That won't take forever.
No. Well, we can do arcade plus various other games. Like, if we each take one of the other ones during next week, and then the week after, we can record track and field plus Batman and Superman.
Okay.
Does that sound good to you guys?
Let's see. Well, I should put some of these days on the calendar. All right, so right now we have is Simpsons okay for Thursday, February 25th?
I actually can't do that Thursday.
Damn you.
Thursday's out for me, like, for a while.
Oh, okay, what about the 24th then? That's the Wednesday.
Yeah, we could do Wednesday. Okay. I mean, if DJ could... Well, he said he can only do Thursday, right?
Yeah, if he can't, that's fine.
He's been on it.
Yeah, he's also booked. He's booked for Maniac Mansion.
Oh yeah, we are doing that for real. Okay, yeah, Wednesday would be better for me.
Okay,
because I would be here.
That's always a plus. All right.
That is step number one.
All right, so that is The Simpsons.
Okay. Yeah, if I'll do Bart's Nightmare, and if anyone else wants to do one of the other ones.
I can play some Space Mutants.
Yeah. They're both, I mean, all.
Oh, yeah, they're all terrible. Just
terrible light games.
Yeah, they're.
So
they're
let's split that up while we're talking about it. All right.
Yeah.
You'll take in what? Bart's Nightmare?
Bart's Nightmare. Yeah, it was a Genesis one.
All right. And then Steve taking what? Space Mutants.
Space Mutants.
All right, I'll do one of the other ones then. Whatever it is. Whatever, man.
Fuck it, dude.
There's Bart versus the World, which is also an NES game. But
can't
why don't
there's so many.
Yeah, it would be cool if maybe we did one for each system.
Okay.
Of the Simpsons video games.
And then we all do arcade because
Yeah. Because arcade
it's the good one.
It seems like so many people have played it too. Like, it's kind of a common thing.
Yeah.
It was like at every mall arcade.
Yeah, and it was actually, you know, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was a standard arcade beat 'em up.
Yeah. There's Bart's House of Weirdness, which came out just for the PC.
Huh. I never even heard of that one.
Bort.
Bart Simpson's Escape from Camp Deadly for the Game Boy. Bart versus the World, which came out for NES and Game Gear. Bart versus the Juggernauts. Bartman meets Radioactive Man. There are a lot of these.
Yeah, I'll find one.
There's a ton.
Yeah, maybe it could be a surprise for us, Brisket. Which one you're
Ooh. Ooh.
The Itchy and Scratchy game. Oh.
I'm feeling tingly.
Joel Bart. Wow, they were churning out. In 1992,
Virtual Bart was a good one, too. I think I played that.
They made five games in 1992.
Just in one year?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Then they took a break for 2 years to do Virtual Bart in Itchy and Scratchy and Miniature Golf Madness.
Oh. Well, that makes sense.
Bart and the Beanstalk. Oh. And then they finally had a decent game in 2001. Road Rage. I think that was the okay one, right?
Yeah, it was like the Crazy Taxi ripoff.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we have, let's see, the 24th will be that, The Simpsons Show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only sticking point is I had to check the dates with Maddie. Maddie wanted to do Batman Superman.
Okay.
I can see if he can do second. I don't know why. I can't remember if he had a specific reason for third.
Todd, can you mute? Because it's crazy loud.
You don't like kids?
Or at least, like, put a gag in his mouth.
Actually, it looks like we could do Wednesday that week. Does that work for you, Fuel? The second?
Yeah. I cannot do the third.
Okay. Let me shift that over.
Okay. Would that be for Batman Superman?
Yes. Batman Superman.
Okay.
And then are you saying you want to... So that two... Would you want to record World Class Track Meet that Tuesday, or would you want to do it?
Honestly, whatever you guys want to do, any day but the third is fine. I could do it anywhere between the 26th and the 7th. So if you want to do it that weekend, or if it's better to do it Tuesday, that's fine with me. I could do Tuesday, if that makes more sense for everyone.
Well, the... What about, are you busy this weekend?
Probably Saturday.
We'll
do Sunday.
I was going to say this weekend might be a tiny bit better for me than next weekend because Karen's gone this weekend.
Ugh.
But next week, it's kind of short notice.
No, it doesn't have to be next weekend. It would be the 5th. Like 4th, 5th,
6th. Oh, you're saying the 5th. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine then.
So any of those days. But Todd, right. Is there any objection there?
He had to mute.
Well, that's why I'm asking. You're allowed to unmute, Todd, unless you're beating a child.
Yeah, he's probably beating that child to within an inch of his life.
Slamming him around.
Yeah. I told you to stay away from Daddy's 9th computer.
Keep this truck out of here.
I'm going to drive that truck over these nuts now.
Ooh.
Or your nuts.
What's new?
Any weekend day of the 4th, 5th, or 6th be bad for you of March? For a track meet recording?
A track meet?
If not, we could do the 1st, which is a Tuesday.
No, Friday's good.
Friday the 4th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to record track meet on the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's track meet and duck hunt.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
come on, man.
God, take up. Go, God.
Now, I was okay for track meet, but not. You bring duck hunt. Come on.
Jeez.
Not to complicate
Might as well put Final Fantasy III on top of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Got to overwhelm your senses.
Are you under siege? What's happening?
Yeah. My wife doesn't want to take the kid right now, so he's banging on my door.
He's just a cook.
It sounds like more than banging. It sounds like a literal monster. I hope you're recording this. Oh my god. Okay. So yeah, that'll be at least the... Is this a common occurrence?
He's harmed by water, so I'm not scared.
Well, you might want to start. I don't think so.
Velociraptors don't want to eat. They want to hunt.
Want to be fed. Are we gonna be able to do a show tonight?
Oh yeah, definitely. Sorry, I'm sending out.
No, I'm not questioning you. I was possibly questioning someone else.
Brisket just got murdered.
Yeah.
Are you alive at least?
I'm here.
Okay. Is your
I think
kid
he's
there?
Moved on to the next victim.
Is your kid there? The question. Tadito, the world famous podcast guest.
Now, more than ever, to be a teacher requires patience, kindness, and understanding. Fortunately, Astoria Elementary has just hired such an individual. Arnold Schwarzenegger is Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten is like the ocean. You don't want to turn your back on it.
Don't worry. Everything is under control.
No. He's an undercover detective.
I assume you have some teaching experience.
They wouldn't have sent me otherwise.
Assigned to find a mother and son.
Did Danny ever say what Crisp's wife looked like?
Before a killer does.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
A male kindergarten teacher. That's unusual.
He's been trained to shoot.
What made you become a kindergarten teacher?
He's been trained to fight. But there are some things...
You mean you eat other people's lunches? Stop it!
He's never been trained to handle.
They're walking all over me.
Listen, Kimball, you gotta handle this like any other police situation.
You're going to be my deputy trainees. You're not gonna have your mommies run behind you anymore and wipe your little douches. You are mine now.
I'm not a policeman. I'm a princess.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You hit the kid, I hit you.
Wow.
In an Ivan Reitman film.
Are you married, Mr. Kimball?
No, I'm not.
He's not married, Mom!
Welcome to Astoria, the single-parent capital of America.
You got a little mustache.
Must be from the milk.
Kindergarten Cop.
What is the sniffer?
Snipsons.
Oh, that would be fun. Oh.
The Samsons.
I just put 25 minutes of quotes at the end or something.
Like an entire episode in audio form.
Why is this the first hour and 40 minute? Why your parents' basement download?
Oh, do like the Thrill House clip, like something video game related, because they've done a ton of those. Or Lee Corvallo's putting challenge. That should be the snifferoo.
Oh, hold on. Let me write this down.
Putting challenge. You have selected. No.
Lee Corvino's putting challenge. Thrill House. Well, I'll just put them both in. Well, because I also have The Simpsons, like, you know, on my hard drive, my external hard drive, so it's easy for me to rip audio from it.
Got some sods.
I got all of the sods.
All the sods.
All them sods.
I also have like 10 seasons worth of commentary because I like listening to the commentaries for them.
Get them sods.
Yeah. The Conan O'Brien ones are especially good because he just makes fun of the show. But
I have like five seasons on DVD, but I've never actually ventured into the commentary.
Yeah, I want to listen to that. I'm sure it's a delight.
But, I might get there.
I'm sure it's a delight.
You never know.
Check out Homer Goes to College is one he's on.
Classic. Classic episode.
Yeah, they ask him if he went to college, and he says, "No, I was a boot black."
That sounds like Conan.
Yeah, and apparently he made up characters just for the room. Like he would do a Butterfinger BB Man.
Butterscoop?
No. No, or like these corporate characters.
Oh, okay.
Meant solely. Yeah, meant solely to sell more Butterfingers. All right. Did we have anything else to chat about?
Nope. I gotta go sleeps. Gotta go beddies.
Okay. Yeah, little Todito quieted down after his rage.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's on the ground outside my door, unconscious.
I'm sure. He's drugged.
After the beating you gave him, he couldn't move. Couldn't even crawl back to his bed.
Oh God.
Excitement! Shove this up your stocking!
Whoa! That looks entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
So tell your folks, buy me Bonestorm or go to hell!
Buy me Bonestorm or go to hell!
The looter. All right, stick it to the man.
Oh. Keep cool, Simpson. Be in the game, but not of the game.
No es bueno.
Winners don't use drugs.
Oh, I'm out of money.
Don't say that out loud.
Two Caucasian males out of money in Sector 4.
Go to Code Red.
I'm sorry, you'll have to leave.
The ocean abounds with fearsome creatures, but none attacks its prey with more fury than the seaweed shark. The struggle is soon over.
Oh, you shouldn't be watching the Learning Channel. You need to take it easy.
But I'm hardly learning at all.
Why don't you play with one of Bart's video games instead? Hugh Down says they're the latest craze.
Foolish dingo, you must find and devour the seven crystal babies, or spend eternity trapped in deep didgeridoo!
I am so scared. Alright, I guess you're supposed to go through this stupid door? I wonder what's in this glowing barrel.
What? Nunchucks? Those aren't even Australian!
Oh, great, so I'm dead now. Fine, I'm sick of this stupid game anyway. Yes, I am just 4 power wands away from an anti-gravity lozenge. Hope I don't run into that weird little troll.
Hi, Lisa.
Oh, pause, pause.
I brought your homework. We have to read this.
The Wind in the Willows?
It's about a toad and a badger and a mole. I draw it on mine. Is this my house?
No, you live in a different house.
Choo, 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 woo, woo.
And I shall rule the down under this.
We'll see about that, mate.
Welcome to Lee Carvello's Putting Challenge. I am Carvello. Now choose a club. You have chosen a 3-wood. May I suggest a putter? 3-wood. Now enter the force of your swing. I suggest feathered touch. You have entered power drive. Now push 7, 8, 7 to swing. Ball is in. Parking lot. Would you like to play again? You have selected no.